Bruce Williamson is from the passenger group Rail Future. Good afternoon to you, Bruce.
Hello.
Great news, then.
It is very good news, yes, although you wonder why this didn't happen sooner, really. Why haven't they been talking throughout? But, yeah, clearly, this strike, it's inconveniencing passengers. It's not good for the railway, and it's definitely good news that we're seeing some progress.
Well, it's not good for anybody. It isn't any good for the union either, because you can flex muscle as much as you like. Your members are losing 5 days' pay and, you know, in the most part, from what I'm hearing, losing a great deal of sympathy. I just spoke to a professor, Professor Seifer, and talked to him, and he was of a mind that the government have got to step in now. What do you think?
Yeah, it's something I've been suggesting, actually. You know, it would be good for Chris Grayling, the new Transport Secretary, to earn some brownie points here. But having said that, now that ACAS are on the case, I think it's best that they get on with it, you know, because they are the professionals.
We've been here before, I'm afraid, Bruce. They were at ACAS just before they broke down and the strike was called. What do you think is new, and what do you think either side might be able to bring to the table now?
Well, I don't know. I think both sides realise that it's not in their interest to continue this, and they've got to find a solution to this. And what's notable is that other franchises have come across the same issue and they found a solution. So a solution is out there. And I'm struggling to understand why the same solution can't be applied to Southern and the RMT.
Who are your sympathies with, by the way?
Well, it's very difficult to take sides, isn't it? You know, I mean, I certainly support the idea of passenger safety. That has to be a huge priority. And, of course, both sides will tell you that passenger safety comes first. One thing we're very keen on is the staff presence on trains and some form or other.
Well, they're saying there will be a presence. He or she will be walking up and down, talking to people, checking tickets, doing all that sort of thing.
Well, that's a good thing, although I think that under the Southern proposals, there are some circumstances when the train would be allowed to depart without a member of staff on board. So I have some concerns about that. But, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, strictly take sides with one or the other. Both sides are at fault, and both sides need a little bit of banging of heads together, I think.
Meanwhile, the RMT have called strikes on Eurostar services later this month. Mm. Reaction to that, please, Bruce?
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same thing, you know.
That one's over the work-life balance.
Yeah,
that is.
And that, I suppose, is the classic industrial relations thing. It is notable that industrial relations on the railways over the last 20 years or so have actually, generally speaking, been very good. So, you know, these do seem to be sort of exceptional. But, I mean, I hope the Eurostar dispute can be resolved as soon as possible. Because, you know, for a group like us, like Rail Future, we campaign for a better railway. And it doesn't put the railway in a good light when you see strikes left, right and centre and services being cancelled. We want to sort of improve the credibility of the railway as a reliable mode of transport.
And just finally, just spoken to our transport correspondent, Tom, you know, and just said, look, I'm reading all sorts of things. I'm reading about Eastern, I'm reading about Eurostar, I'm reading about Southern, TSSA are balloting for strike action. I'm just wondering if there isn't, you know, a summer, as it were, or autumn of discontent. He says they're all individual and quite separate. What about you? What are your thoughts?
Well, I can't see any common thread running through this, so I'm going to give them the sort of benefit of the doubt and assume it is just coincidental. But like you, I hope there isn't an autumn of discontent and that no further strikes break out and that the current disputes can be resolved as quickly as possible.
Great speaking to you. Bruce Williamson from the passenger group Rail Future.